So we began last time speaking about, it was 2 weeks ago, so we'll just go through the Gemara again quickly, the different perspectives of how to read the Gemara here on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph and Vav Amud Beis. So let's explain what we mean and then start analyzing some of the perspectives. So the first one, the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, Minyana Dereisha Lamute Mai. The Mishnah says, Aisha nicknames Begimel Drachim, three ways. And then it says, Bekesa Bishtar Bebiya. Since all of us know how to count, so it seems like the three, mentioning three ways, is superfluous. And typically, the Gemara assumes that that's an effort to exclude some other candidate, some other option, which, you know, makes sense, but is actually not a method of whatever category we're talking about, in this case, Kiddushin. So when the Mishnah says, a Gimel Drachim, so the Gemara says, Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai, what does this come to exclude? And then, of course, by extension, since this is Kona Atzma Bebeis Drachim, so Minyana Deseifa Lemute Mai, what does that come to exclude? So going back to the first one, Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai, the first thought the Gemara had was Chuppah. So we touched on that a little bit, and we'll pick up on it again when we get to Hayom and Beis. Basically, what the Gemara was considering was the relationship between the two phases of Ishus. Phase number one being Kasef, or Kinyan. Phase number two being Nisuin, or Chuppah. The Gemara wanted to know whether Chuppah, which certainly functions to conclude the Ishus, to consummate the Ishus, you could say, whether or not that also would serve to initiate the Ishus. Yeah. It's a very, very good question. Right? Do you remember the last time I complimented you like that? It's not like I always say that to you.
Is that very, very a hint?
What?
Is that very, very a hint of the answer?
Ah, very good. Nice. Very, very good. Anyway, it's a very good question. We'll discuss it more when we get to Hayom and Beis. But since it is such a good question, most of the Rishonim are the opinion that when the Gemara considers the possibility that Chuppah would be Kone, it means that it would accomplish only phase one and not phase two. And then the question, then there's a secondary debate, and that is, so what would accomplish phase two? A second Chuppah? Or maybe only, you know, Bia or something like that. However, there is one view of the Tosas HaRosh on Hayomid Beis, which seems to say exactly as you said. And that is that the Gemara, when it considers the possibility, according to Rav Huna, of Chuppah being Kone, really means that even though the Gemara debates later on in Daf Yud Amud Aleph whether Bia, Nisuin Ose O Erusin Ose, meaning it's possible that it does both at once, that, and we paskin, according to most Rishonim anyway, only Erusin Ose, but the Gemara here is wondering, according to Rav Huna, whether Chuppah Nisuin Ose, exactly what you were suggesting. But that's the, you can look it up. It's a Shita Syachid, but it's an interesting Shita of the Tosas Rid, the Tosas Rosh has two Deos, Hayom and Beis, this I believe is the first Deo on that Shakva. The main Gemara is Shakva Tari's Hayom and Beis. Yeah, it's a very good point because really the Rishonim, a lot of them say that, you know, let's say Kesef were to be Gomer, right? And the whole Shakva Tari, the Gemara's discussion whether what, you know, whether Chuppah can be Kone, the Gemara says, so maybe, you know, if Chuppah can be Kone, then maybe, you know, Kesef can be Gomer. So some of the Rishonim say, Kesef achar Kesef is going to be Gomer? Like, what differentiates phase one from phase two? So how come there was not a similar difficulty with Rav Huna, who says that Chuppah is Kone? If Chuppah you know, is done in phase one, and then you need another chuppah in phase two. So there are some Rishonim who answer the question, and they say, well, there's more kiruv, you know, the more times you do chuppah, whatever chuppah means, obviously, you know, each time it's makarev yoser. As opposed to kesef, you know, you've reached the impact limit the first time, and you're just repeating the performance. But basically, that's one of the things that motivated the Tosa Rush to consider the possibility. It doesn't work so well according to part of the Shaklavataria, the Gemara later on, but that's definitely what motivated him to think that if Chuppah were to be Kona according to Ravuna, that it would be accomplished the Nisuin as well as the Erusin in one fell swoop. So it's a very good point. In general, this I point I think we did make last year, 2 weeks ago, it's important to at least raise the question whether or not either the Hagdara, the definition of Chuppah, right, or the nature and character of Chuppah isn't different according to Rav Huna than it is for the Chachamim. Because Rav Huna thinks that Chuppah can work in phase one and not just in phase two, is it possible that that also impacts how he defines chuppah and how he understands the character of chuppah? So, for example, sometimes we encounter, you know, what I call the equivalent of, you know, mid Rav Huna nishma l'rabbana. Like we're saying, oh, you know, Rav Huna and Rabbanan only argue whether chuppah works on phase one, but they all agree what chuppah is and what the nature of chuppah is, don't they? But it's not so simple. And because the whole point may be that Rav Huna's allowance, you know, here, that Chuppah could accomplish phase one, maybe is only due to the fact that he has a particular view of what it is and how it works, you know, to begin with. So in that light, that's what I wanted to suggest about Rashi. And Rashi here says, Lamutei Chuppah, Shimasra la Aviyah l'Chuppah l'Shem Kiddushin Eina Mekudeshes Bekach. Rashi describing chuppah in this very small little Shaklavataria gives the example of a ketana whose father gave her over to be married. What am I zeroing in on? The fact that typically a case of chuppah is not a ketana, right? Most of the nisuins are for a gedolin, you know, gadol and gadola. So why did Rashi give the example? Rashi wants to define what chuppah is, speaks about mesiras ketana l'chuppah. It's very strange. A very, I wouldn't say rare, maybe rare is too strong, but it's certainly a minority case. But if, in light of what I just said a second ago, which is that Rav Huna has a certain orientation when he says that chuppah, which works to conclude the ishus, can also work to initiate the ishus. Namely, his orientation is that he's looking at phase one and phase two as if they are a certain continuum. They're both kinyanim, and, you know, moreover, interchangeable kinyanim in terms of the order. You have to do two kinyanim, and if you do the two kinyanim, you get the goal. So, if that were to be the case, as opposed to seeing chuppah as a davar hagomer in a more intrinsic way, in other words, why is chuppah phase two? Because it isn't about, you know, it isn't a formal part of the ishus. It's not a kinyan, you know, heavy, you know, aspect of ishus. It's more like the matir. It's more about the ishus, more about the intimacy part of the ishus. Right, if you think that's really true, and that's why chuppah is gomer, you're not going to be so quick to think that chuppah can be kona, right? But if Rav Huna thinks it can be kona, maybe that's because to begin with, his view of chuppah is more kinyan oriented, and that's why he's emphasizing ketana shenimsura ayde aviyah, because there the interpersonal intimacy part is actually less pronounced. And actually, the Kenyan part is more pronounced because it's the father giving up the rights that he has, including the financial rights that he has, in his daughter's control. So I think that subtly, at minimum, that's what Rashi was trying to convey in this way. Similarly,
why doesn't this control aspect apply to a Nara and a Beris?
Nara it would.
They're giving up their control.
Sorry?
They're giving up their...
Well, no, right, true. But what I'm saying is, in the case of a father and a daughter, more important, in the case of Bogeris, when she gives herself to be the wife of this fellow, so she doesn't look up, you know, she doesn't primarily focus probably on the financial part. She's focusing on the Ishus. But the father, you know, he's not in the Ishus, right? He's the outside party, not so outside, right, who, you know, has financial rights in his daughter, and, you know, is essentially relinquishing that, you know, for the sake of the Ishus. So it's a different emphasis. I'll give you another example, and not exactly what you asked, but something closely related. We've mentioned it a few times this year. When you have the two phases of Ishus, can you ever switch the order? And that's a little different than what Rav Huna is saying, but it may not be practically so different in light of what we just discussed. Right? Rav Huna says that chuppah is kona mikal b'chomer. Chuppah can be phase one, but then it's followed by phase two. Right? But what he means by that is not that you can do the nisuin before the erusin, but you can do chuppah, right, first as a form of erusin. And then what do you need afterwards? Nothing, according to one day in the Tulsa Rush. Chuppah again, according to another view, right? And so on. But the point is, can you learn from Rav Huna, who says that chuppah can take place, right, before nisuin? Can you learn from him that for the Chachamim, right, who don't think chuppah works for erusin, what if you did chuppah and then you did erusin? In other words, not can you use chuppah for phase one, but can you do phase two before phase one? And that's, as we've discussed in the past, we had it by Badekin. If the Badekin is the Nisuin, then the weddings that we attend, there's always Nisuin before Erusin, right? Rashi has a tshuva, in which he says, if the Masada Kedushin, you know, discovers that the Kedushin that he oversaw, you know, was not effective because it wasn't the right owner's ring, or it wasn't Shava Pruta, or some of the Edim were Pasul, right? So he did this Erusin. I don't even assume he's a conscientious Masada Kedushin, but they told him the wrong information, right? Whatever it is. So he did the Masada Kedushin, and then the young couple went and, let's assume they did the Yichud, which is Chuppah, right? So, says Rashi, in a tshuva, you don't need to do the Chuppah over again. It's enough to do the Kedushin over again. In other words, if there were no Edim, or improper Edim, or it wasn't a Shava Pruta, or it wasn't his ring, it wasn't his money, then you need to do the Erusin again, Bifnei Edim. So then, Rashi says, you'll ask me, it turns out then that the Erusin was done after the Nisuin. He says, Akanami, that's not the typical way we do it, but maybe that can be done. So that's a big argument, a big issue. The Mordechai says that's why in the Nusach of the Brachos we say Chuppah v'Kiddushin, because in theory you could have Chuppah Kodim Kiddushin. Other Rishonim seem to disagree. Ramban also seems to think that maybe you can do Chuppah Kodim v'Kiddushin. The Ramban and Kiddushin Dav Yoram and Aleph. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yud Chosishas has a long discussion about this, whether it's doable or not. Anyways, part of the discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech, and then later in the Beis Shmuel, or earlier, sorry, in the Beis Shmuel, is, well, maybe we can learn this from Rav Huna. Because according to Rav Huna, you can have Chuppah, right, prior to the... prior to the actual Ishus, or to the completion of the Ishus. But that might be exactly the point, that is the Chiddush of Rav Huna, and that's because Rav Huna who thinks that you can, you know, reorder or you can put chuppah as a form of erusin, it's because he doesn't think there's such a difference between erusin and nisuin to begin with. He just thinks that there are two kinyanim. So, not so terrible if you switch the order. Even if they're two kinyanim, you might say you need the right order. But the point is that for Rav Huna, chuppah might be more amenable, right? Not only to be first, but to be, you know, switched. But for the Rabbanan, who think that chuppah can never be a kinyan, rishon, it can only be gomer, because they think it's about heter yishalabala, the intimacy. So then what you might say is, if you switch the order, even though you're trying to do not chuppah's erusin, but the suin, kodim erusin, still not going to work. Right? For the same reason. Because the whole point is that it's inherently a gomer. Right? Meaning the context and of the gomer, of already having erusin, of this actually being the expression of heter isha lamala, is necessary, you know, for chuppah to be chal. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just point out something? Midi Havi Ugdo for Rabbi Regensburg, based in Chicago.
Yeah. Shmeras Achayim.
Is Gedor Gamiri?
Okay.
I think I was made Kedushin.
You were made Kedushin?
I was made Kedushin at the Kasra.
Okay.
And he didn't like something, they went to Yehud, and he didn't like something about the Kedushin, the Cedar Kedushin. So afterwards, he convened us again and he repeated the Kedushin.
Right. But he didn't repeat the Nisuin.
After Yehud.
Right, I'm saying, so you had the Yichud,
and then
he did the Kiddushin, but he didn't send them back in for a second Yichud.
No.
So that is exactly the tshuva of Rashi. 100%. Not so obvious. I mean, if you ask me, are there people, you know, is it conceivable there are people who are cholek against Rashi? Absolutely. But that's the tshuva of Rashi, and I think that's normally what we do. Yeah. Say that again? The same problem.
But they never made another Kedushin. So what is that?
Not a proper Kedushin. I mean, you can't be Mekadosh with the ring of the Kawa. Well, I mean, what you end up sometimes having in that situation, this is a question of like civil marriages too. I mean, does halacha b'dieved recognize civil marriages based on kiddush ebia? Right? Einan amosa bilasa bilasnus.
Right. So.
Or common law marriages, whatever they call them.
That was my comment to my son.
So it could be better. It could be worse. I mean, it could be better because they really wanted to be married, al pi din Torah. So maybe the heinan and yichud heinan and bia is better because they really, you know, they just didn't know. On the other hand, it could be worse because they were relying on what they thought was a good erusin. So in the poskim themselves, you find different views whether it's better or worse. Yeah. Well, what's the downside of doing the Kedushin again?
There's no downside unless...
Meaning, if you know about it, and they made a mistake, then, like we said, you do what Rashi said, you just be Mekadosh again. What?
I didn't hear
what... No, I'm saying you just be Mekadosh b'fnei shnai medim with a Shavu Pruta.
I don't think so.
What?
I just don't think...
So then you have to rely on I mean, you should try if you know that it's that they originally wanted to have a kosher wedding. So why wouldn't they, having found out that they made a mistake, why wouldn't they want to take 10 seconds to rectify it? What?
The food kosher.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. We're not on our topic yet. This is all just the, what do they call it? The four spice. Okay. According to Rav Huna, that chupa excludes kal v'chomer, right? Chupa doesn't work. Right, lemute mai. According to Rav Huna, that chupa is not excluded because it works. What is excluded by the language of the Mishnah? The Gemara says lemute chalipin. So kadai tachamina. Hol begamar kicha kicha mistei afron ma sana mekanyan bechalipin afishanami mekanyan bechalipin. You might think that kicha kicha mistei afron means that whatever good works for the sadeh, right, or stay afron at least, should work as well in kiddusha isha. A little bit of a strange amamina. Kamash malan that it's not so. That chalipin, we'll explain what that means in a minute, does not work for kiddusha. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema hachanami." What's wrong with it? So the Gemara says, "Chalip and esnayu b'pachas b'shava pruta." Since it's possible to be kaddish with less than a pruta, with a kli less than a pruta, and isha b'pachas b'shava pruta lo b'kanya nafsha, she would not agree. We'll read it to a Tosis read Rashi. We'll read Rashi in a minute for any kind of kiddushin less than a pruta, and therefore the entire Chalipin is excluded.
Does this work on Kwendamadio? Is Kelo Shokona? Is that part of it?
So, I think we discussed it a little bit last time. The presumably, we're talking about according to the Halacha, where we paskin like Rav, who says Kelo Shokona. But, because that seems to be the Hekatimsi that we're talking about. But we'll discuss the implications of that in a couple minutes. Anyways, how does Rashi explain Chalipin is Snaiba Pachas Mishavar Pruta? The Kaimelon, the last Rashi on the page, the Kaimelon, the Perakazav, Kona Mikli Alpha Bishenda Shamar Pruta, that's a Gemara in Bambitsiya, and Isha Bapokas Mishamar Pruta, Lobakaninapsha, so Rashi says, Dignai Hula, right? It's demeaning to her. What's demeaning to her? To be Viskadeshus for less than a Pruta? No, it doesn't seem like it. Seems like that's a double posha. That's obvious. It's demeaning to her to be miskadeshes with chalipin, since chalipin is nayu bepakos mi pruta. That's already a double, right, extension. Right? Gnayu la hilkach batila la toras chalipin bekidushin afilu bekli sheish po shavar pruta. That's how Rashi reads it. Iyoiv la belashin chalipin. Of course, if you're Makadish in the Kli, and you don't want to be Makadish Betoras in the name of Chalipin, but in the name of Kasev, and that's fine, because as long as the object is worth more than a Pruta, Mishnah says that Isha Niknes, right, Bekasev, and then Beis Hillel says Bepruta, Beshavar Pruta, Beshavar, I say, Bedinar, Beshavar Dinar. Either way, a Kli is Shavar Kasev, as long as it's a pruta. So if you're Mekadish Bekesef Kiddushin of the Kli, of the value of the Kli, that would be fine. Problem is, if you want to be Mekadish Betoras Kinyan Chalipin, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, then you run into the problem of Chalipin Isnayu Bepokas Mi Pruta, Visha Bepokas Beshov Shem Pruta, according to Rashi's Girsala Mekanyan Afsha, that it's Gnayula. Okay. So Rashi himself was interpreted in different ways by the Mefarshim. Let's try to zero in on three for the moment. The first one was Bali Tosis. Bali Tosis, in my opinion, had a very radical reading of Rashi. I'll explain in a second. Tosis v'isha pachim shabritul b'kanyin afsha. Pirish b'kuntris, mishim d'ganai hula. Right, this is just a quote of Rashi. The Kashel or Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is a question. The Imkain pushed the Yoyo Bekibla to Skadesh Bepokas Mishavar Pruta. If she stretches out her hands and she accepts it, what's Tosis asking? if the only problem that Rashi identifies is Gnai Hula, so if she's Mocheles, right, if she waives her rights, then she should be Miskadeshes with Esar Pruta. Now the problem with this, the comment that needs to be made is, Rashi's question only makes sense if you, Tosa's question only makes sense if you read Rashi a certain way. The simple reading of Rashi is that Rashi never said that the problem of Shavapruta, the need for Shavapruta, or the Chisaron of Lesson of Pruta in Kesef is a problem of Gnai Hula. He didn't say that. Obviously, Tosus felt that was implicit. But the simple reading of Rashi is that what he was trying to explain is why, given the reality that's understandable, that we can't be Mekadesher with less than a pruta, right? For whatever reason, we don't know what the reason is at the moment. Let's assume the reason is an objective reason. Namely, the Torah requires kesef, and less than a pruta doesn't have a shame kesef. It falls underneath the threshold of money. Assume that for a moment. So the problem is not to explain or to justify why she cannot be Miskadeshes Pakas Mipruta. She can't be Miskadeshes Pakas Mipruta because we need Kesef. What Rashi's trying to explain is something else. What happens if you give her a Kli, Lamala, Mipruta, Betoras Chalipin? Since the only reason that Chalipin is a problem is because it might be less than a Pruta, but if it's not less than a Pruta, what's the big deal? So the answer is, since Toras Chalipin is Nayu Mipakas Mipruta, Gnai Hula to accept a category which allows for less than a pruta. But if that's the case, then the Gnai Hula goes on what? Kli, Yoser, Mipruta, Betoras, Chalipin. What does it not go on? Kesef, Pachos, right, Mipruta, or even Kli, Pachos, Mipruta, for that matter, or even Kli Pachos Mipruta Betoras Chalipin for that matter. Everybody with me? So all I'm trying to point out is that Tosis asks a very interesting question, but the question is based on a very radical reading of Rashi. The reading that says that Rashi is imputing, right, the chisaron of less than a pruta and kesef, right, to be connected to the problem of Gnai Hula. Now, if Rashi really did mean that, then the implication would be, and this is what Tosis is asking, that there's no problem with less than a pruta other than Kpeda, than Gnai Hula, meaning her insulted feelings. So what if she was very non-materialistic, or very lahut, or lahuta, I guess, very driven, right, to get married? So Tosa says, what's wrong with Mechila? After all, there's no problem of shame mamon. The problem is Gnai Hula, Kpeda. So she's not Makpida, she's not Makpida. That's what Tosa is asked. Kosher Minatam, Nimkein, Pashtiyot, Vekibla, Tiskadish, Bepokas, Mishar, Pruta. Oh, thank you. The ode. Kivan de Tali Taima Mishum de Gnai Hula. Once again, Tosla Shitasam. Since we're hanging this din, which din? Tosas thinks the Chisaron of less than a pruta, even in Kesef. But the Pashtas of the Gemara, it's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant the Chisaron of all Chalipin, even the Mala, be pruta because of Isnayu Bepachos. Okay? So, if that's the case, if can a bailo parch bigamara, banta drabiani de kapto na shaivala makachi pox mitirkava de dinri. Gemara says later on that according to Beis Shammai, right, you need a dinar. The Gemara says, why do you need a dinar? Because Bnos Yisrael are makpid that they should at least get a dinar for kiddush. So the Gemara says, well, if that's really the case, then what about banta drabiani? They had great sense of their worth, right? And they would not deign to be miskadeshes bepachos mitirkava de dinra. Right? So according to them, what are you going to say? You're going to say everybody, yishkal yashar beinav, everybody has their own standard of kinyan kasef, bekidushin. So basically, what Tosis is asking is the same question in two opposite directions. And the assumption is, because they're reading Rashi in a certain way, that less than a pruta kesef is just a problem of Gnai, so then you should be able to, you should be able to consider exceptions on both sides. If there's no kpeda, even less than a pruta, should work. If there is kpeda, even more than a shava pruta, should not work. And yet, we don't find these questions connected to Beis Hillel, meaning pruta at all. The od kasha. Since we seem to be equating whatever works with Sada works with Isha, how come the Gemara never asked, let Kinyan Chazaka work with Isha? The Gemara asks the question, how do we know Shtar works as a Kinyan Kiddushin? What's the question? Why not just say, we learned it out from Steyafron? Since we're now thinking that Steyafron is a good source for Chalipin, why? Because Chalipin works for Sada, works for anything that works for Sada, works for Isha. If we really think that's true, then why not Chazaka? And why not that be a source for Shtar?
How would you define Chazaka by Isha?
We don't really know. But, something probably having to do with living with her, I'm guessing. Anyways, before we get to Tosis Rabbi Tam's answer, how would we answer these questions? So we already made, one suggestion, and that is that Tosis simply completely misread Rashi. Rashi never said that the Gnai Hula goes on, why does it lessen a pruta is not proper Kiddushei Kesef. That's because there's no Shei Mamon. Rashi was only trying to explain why Chalipin Lamalami Pruta is haunted by Chalipin Lamatami Pruta. Now the association of Chalipin is one which is not dignified, one which is belittling or demeaning to a woman. Yeah.
And under that, and therefore we don't accept it, or therefore she doesn't accept it.
So obviously the way Rabbi Natan read Rashi, therefore she doesn't accept it, and therefore if she does, it should work. Or therefore she doesn't accept it, and therefore if she doesn't accept the higher amount, that shouldn't work either.
Well, but one answer would be to say that, we don't accept it, therefore, right?
Yeah. So that's not the printed Tosis here.
No, I'm saying
another idea. Yes. Yeah. So what do we call that? No, if we're kind of objectifying this a little more, so I think what you're saying, right? Batla daita itzel kalada. Yeah. So the phrase batla daita itzel kalada is actually used here in the sugya by the Rishonim in this exact context, the Tosa Rosh, the Ritva. Actually, in some of the new shasas, they put the Tosa Rosh in the end, but they do it on this one, I'm not sure.
Why would it apply to Vashi Rabbanai?
You know, Chanami, the Gemara does discuss that, and the Rishonim discuss that later on. Are you having Tosa Rosh? Oh, thanks. Okay. So Tosa Rosh here at Nav Gimel, calling my bluff. I didn't hear that. Responding to the question against Rashi, Pirush Rashi Gnai, Ulam Akasha Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Vendira Shiesh Liashab Girsas Asvarim, where it says Makanyan Lo Makanyan Afsha, to keep the Stam Noshim Lo Makanyan Afshayu Apokos Mishava Pruta, Afilu Poshta Yoda Vikibla Kidushin, Bepachos Butla Daita, Ubibante Drabiani Lokasha, Medida Lakaman Parachabe Shaman Mishan Bo Dinar, Ubishum Kpeda, Vapagav the Shavu Pruta Koshim Mamon, the Chodavar. Kibin the Kpeda, Talia Milsa, Park Shop, Irban Drabianai, Nami Lolikacho, and Bidin the Cup. Exactly discussing this question. What? No, so he's saying if that's the, if you start off with Shavaputa, which is Mamon, so then worrying about Kpeda's, you know, kind of Batal Daitaitzel Kalad. If you start off with a Shear of Kpeda, then, you know, one man's Kpeda is not another man's Kpeda, so maybe that's the difference. Anyways. Thank you. If you really want to call my bluff, you can see if Tosa Rosh on Heyo and Base, you know, says that Rav Huna holds that, but he does. The Ramban and Yibamos also seems to say something like, but, okay. So, what does this mean, Batal Daita Itzel Kalada? So here too, the Ritva also says this idea for Rashi. It could be explained in one of two ways. One is the narrower way of explaining Batal Daita Itzel Kalada, which is what we call a kind of low plug. What?
He's
not saying Shem, that would be the a stronger view in a way. Yeah. Yeah. So meaning you don't allow her. It's the gnai here is not a personal gnai, right? It's an objectified gnai. Right across, you know, the population, and therefore, batal daitel it's a kolada. That's one way to explain it. The other way to explain it is that batal daitel it's a koladam here is a way of saying that it isn't about kpeda at all. It's about something more objective. Again, your suggestion, which is something more objective, meaning shame mamon. So, if all Tosus was trying to do was explain Rabbeinu Tam's question, namely, according to Rashi, if she's pushed the yada v'kibla, even if it's less than a pruta, it should work. Or, if it's banted Rabbi Yanai, right, then, you know, it should never work. So then the answer, batal daitel, it's a kolada, might mean, what are you talking about? This isn't about peda at all. It's about an objective category called shame mamon. However, since Rashi is really trying to explain, unlike Tosas, I believe, not what the problem of less than a pruta is, but what's the problem of chalipin, of betoras chalipin lemala me pruta. Everybody with me, by the way? Okay. Since that's what he's trying to explain, I don't think it's credible to say that the Bata Daitel Eitzel Koladam is about Shem Kesef, because everybody will agree that if it's more than a Pruta, it's more than a Pruta. So then what does Rashi really mean? So I think that what emerges from here is a very important Chiddush, which we're going to see in a moment, the Rambam seems to embrace, and that the Ramban embraces for Rashi, probably on the basis of his understanding of the Rambam, although he doesn't admit it. I'll explain what that means in a second. Namely, that the real idea here is that when it comes to kesef, kiddushin, it's not enough objectively to have kesef kiddushin. What you need is to have, let's call it for the moment, kesef shel hana, or kesef shel kavod. In other words, the kind of kesef that objectively, not because of gnai hula as an individual, gnai hula meaning the female marrying population, and not, oh, low plug, most of them feel this way, 51% or 70%, and therefore we're not making distinctions because it's law. That's not what I mean right now. in this broader idea, Bata Daita, it's a Kalada, what we're trying to say is that this has nothing to do with Loplok. The Torah has objectively determined that the minimum Shem Kesef is insufficient here. You need, in addition to minimum Shem Kesef, Kesef Shel Kavod, Kesef Shel Hanah, the kind of Kesef which doesn't raise any eyebrows, which carries with it a certain measure of respect. Therefore, Chalipin, which is a Snayu, the Pakos Mipruta, the very fact that there are Chalipins that are less, disqualifies Chalipin, not Lamala Mipruta, not from being Kesef, or having a shame Kesef, but disqualifies it as a kind of Kesef Shalana, or a Kinden Shalana, we'll call it. Yeah.
So would this way of looking at it allow for maybe a possible increase in that minimum amount as, you know, maybe as society changes?
It seems to have been set. So I guess it's not inconceivable. I would doubt it.
Yeah.
But it's not definitely not. It's not conceptually impossible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Rashi, in the hierarchy of Kinyanim, Rashi is saying Chalipin is a low-end mode.
Chalipin is not, or at least vis-a-vis, I wouldn't want to say that generally because of the ubiquity of Chalipin, which we talked about a little bit last time and we'll talk about more. But at least it's a more basic, elemental kind of Kinyan, if that's what you mean. It has its charm in being the most uniform and the most ubiquitous, the one that, you know, goes across all the different fields, Jew, maybe non-Jew, you understand what I'm saying? But Sadem, Metaltalin, you know, Karka, Metaltalin, but in that sense it has charm. But in the sense that it doesn't, it's elemental and basic, it's a no fringe, you know, kind of a Kinyan, in that respect I think you're right. Okay, so this idea of Kesef Kavod, where do I get this from? Ah. So the Ramban kind of says this for Rashi, without the Batla Daitel Itzel Kol Adam. Look at the end of the Ramban. The Ramban starts on page 1. What I want to go to, line 11. And here our numbers are very helpful, as always. Look at line 11 on page 2. Avo miksas hanuscho. Somebody have that? Till here, the main body of the Ramban is on page 2 in our photos. Sorry. Our copies. Right?
Page 2 of set
4. Do I have the wrong one?
No. Yeah, that's on the Rashba.
Page 2, but above the Rashba.
It's not 11?
It's not 11.
Oh. Oh, okay. Maybe I have a different...
Just read the words.
Okay. Read the words? So simple? Avo miksas hanuscho, shekasev bahen? Ah. Okay, so it's...
Line 3.
Oh, a little bit of a different font, I guess. So line, what is it? Oh, Times Roman, huh? Is that what it is? It came from me, probably. Okay.
I taught them at Keshover to do it also. So maybe,
what?
Maybe it came from Keshover.
The other one. And yeah, it's a different font, I see, also.
Keshover had to do it.
Yeah. Avo miktas hanuschol shekosub, and this is line 3. Sorry. So Mimitsas Hanuschol Shekosub had Mekanyanapsha Notos Lapirish Rashi Vihi Girsas Halacha. Halachos. So if you have the Girsa, which most, meaning you'll see soon that Bali Tosis, based on their rejection of Rashi in their own pshat, they changed the Girsa from Mekanyanapsha to just Mekanya. And I think it's a simple reading of Tosis is probably that it's not like they had the Girsa, they changed the Girsa. I mean, they were convinced that the Girsa was wrong. Okay. But there were those who really had this Girsa, so the Ramban is really bothered by it. Like, you know, if it's not wrong, so what does it mean? The Kanya Naksha makes it sound, you know, like there's a Gnai of some sort. So he says, V'yeshli Liashva. The kol chalipin the gabi isha kechalipin bepachos mishamapruta ninu. Listen to this. Every chalipin vis-a-vis the woman is perceived like a chalipin without a pruta, even if it's a very, you know, wealthy, it's a very valuable chalipin. Like, you know, you have this sudar and it's worth $100, $1,000. Right? But vis-a-vis this mekabeles, this woman, in the context of kiddushin, she looks at it, she treats it like, she perceives it like a less than a pruta. Why? The matana menas lahakzir lo kanya biisha. The basa hana the besof azla velo mekanya nafsha bikniya the shah can be the lekaman. Can be the member lekaman. What is that? So look later on for a second on Vamban base. Gemara da Bam and Beis. So the Gemara discusses Matano Benas Lahachzir. What's a Matano Benas Lahachzir? Everybody knows, right? You give a gift, you know, it's conditioned upon being returned. So I give you my watch, right? And I say, I'm conditioned that you return it to me. Sometimes I attach a time frame or not. The status of Matana Menas Lahachzir is an interesting question in the halacha, and we'll discuss it more when we get to Vav and Beis. What's fascinating about it here, the reason we're discussing it now, is because the Gemara itself says something very remarkable. All the Rishonim struggle to understand it and to integrate it into the Sugya of Gimel as well. What is that? The Gemara tells a story that Matana Menas Lahachzir typically is Shema Matana. However, the Gemara says it doesn't work in Kiddusha Isha. The Kulak of Rav Hashi, everybody have it? This is 2, 4. The Ela Omar is 5 lines from the bottom of the page, the last few words on the line. Ela Rav Hashi, the Kulak Hani Bebar Isha. Matana Menas Lahachzir works in other areas of halacha with the exception of Kiddusha Isha. Lefisha Ein Isha Niknas Bechalipin, because woman is not acquired or is not married through Chalipin. What does that even mean? What does Chalipin, mind and Chalipin, that's a Matana Menas Lahachzir? Right? We're saying that Matana Menas Lahachzir doesn't work because Chalipin doesn't work. Right? Matana Menas Lahachzir is a qualified, right? Matana, in both senses of qualified, right? It qualifies as a matana, but it's qualified, meaning it's restricted by virtue of the fact you have to complete the tana, you have to return it. What does that have to do with chalipin, which is a particular mode of Kenyan, a very ubiquitous one. Right? What does one thing have to do with the other? So the Bali Tosis explain, bottom of the page, the Var Mishal of Shenishin Chalipin, Vim Tomar, Bamei Dabu Lechalipin. In what sense is this like Chalipin? Imishum Chalipin, Hadri, if it's because Chalipin, right? Hadri, they go back, meaning the Gemara says in Nadarim, Simsei Nadarim, that when you give a sudar for Chalipin, let's say according to Rav, says Caleb Shalkona, so I give a pen or a handkerchief, you know, to the other party, to the Makna, right? But they're supposed to give it back to me. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara also says, though, that's typically what was done. But if Tafas, let's say he refuses to give back the handkerchief or the pen. So then, he wouldn't have to. That seems to be the simple reading of the Gemara. But Tosfos here says, Ibi Shum Dechalipin Hadri, meaning it's typically given back. Habakalipa gufay over binadarim, perkashutvavi tafasla, mitvasi. That tfisa will work, b'diavad, so b'diavad, you don't have to give it back. Says Tosas, v'nir l'ri, d'lav chalipin hu, v'udrabanan hu d'lav kiddushin shederach olam l'hachsir chalipin, v'hani ke'in chalipin dami, v'asulamei reisha niknas b'chalipin, v'hilkach afkin rabanan the kiddushin b'nei. Wow. Tosas says that what's really happening here is, inochanami b'diavad, if he wants to keep it, he keeps it. But since the practice was in Chalipin to return it, so what we're concerned about is that it's going to look like Chalipin, and Chalipin doesn't work in Nisha. Therefore, they were metakein that Matana Manas Lahachsir Lo Shma Matana in Ishus Atu, because it looks an awful lot like it can be confused for Kiddushin Ayidei Chalipin. Very big kinshatosis. I believe we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Right, expanding the notion of Afkin Rabbanan the Kiddushin beyond the cases that are even in the Gemara. What I tried to show then was that the Rambam, you know, is so spooked by Afkinu that he almost never quotes it. I think he never quotes it explicitly. And it could be that he doesn't even believe in it in some of the sugyas, that he has a different explanation. On the other hand, the Bali Tosis and Rashi and others are so comfortable, I guess, or comfortable enough with the Afkinu that they found other examples of it in the Gemara itself. Or, you know, to explain certain Gemaras, they're assuming that we can project Afkinu. That's a very remarkable tale of two, you know, perspectives on Afkinu. Very interesting. Okay. So then Tosas finishes up and says, Teda vika chalipin damu, right? Bemecher echkana v'haymana. Chayin ma'ben asa chalipin. Chayin pinjin aben lami hebne upadu b'chalipin. Alukasaf eishkalim k'siv alo chalipin. Okay. So basically what ends up is that there's this fascinating Gemara that equates matana manas lahakser and chalipin, and is b'chadesha matana manas lahakser does not work for kiddushe isha. Even though it works for Dinei Mamonis, many other things. Lulav Esrog, right? Okay. So according to Bali Tosis, this Gemara is all Din Rabbanan, and not just Rabbanan, even more, Afkin Rabbanan the Kiddushim. How do you read this Gemara if you don't hold that way? Right? And certainly, the Gemara never says Afkinu, so what Tosas is saying is not obvious at all. It's very mechudash. The Rosh Hashanah would think it's fundamentally wrong. Not just in this application, but the idea that you can expand Afkinu to cases other than the ones that are identified that way in the Gemara itself. There's no such thing as implicit Afkinu cases, according to the Rosh Hashanah. Presumably. Ah. So is there any other way to read this Gemara? What's this equation between Matana Manas Lahachsir? And is there any way to read it as a Din Doraisa? So Matana Manas Lahachsir works in other transactions, but it will not work in Ishus. Any way to do that? So that is how, who said no? What? Exactly. So that's exactly what the Ramban says. So now look back at the Ramban in line 3. Right? Aval mitzvah sanuscho, shekosuba bekanyan afsha, notos lepirish rashi, vi gersus halachos, vi eshi liyashva, so that I can answer these questions. The kol chalipin, the gabi isha, every chalipin, even if it's a priceless, right, artifact, nonetheless is treated ke chalipin, the pakos mishavar pruta ninu. Why? The matana b'nas lahachsir, Lo kanya biisha, the basar hana de besofazla, lo kanya nafsha biknia de shah can be no kaban. Because when it comes to kiddushin, you need, we'll call it kesef shel hana. In other words, the way the Ramban read the Gemara in Avam Beis, not like Tosas. Tosas says Minat Torah, Matar Minat Sahaksir works even in Ishas. But because it looks similar to Chalipin, you might make a mistake. They were Gozer, Matar Minat Sahaksir, and not only Gozer, but they put teeth in the Gzeira. Namely, they said, Afkin Rabban on the Kiddush Shemineh, if you use it, it doesn't even work, but the Eved, you don't eat again. Well, big Chiddush. Rabban says, no, I have a different Chiddush. Way to read the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara says that Matar Minat Sahaksir doesn't work. And the Gemara says, you know why it doesn't work? For the same reason Chalipin doesn't work. Why doesn't Chalipin work? Or at least Chalipin with a pruta? According to Rashi, the answer is, because Gnayula. That's why Matana Menas Hatsu doesn't work. But not in the specific sense, oh, she's going to be demeaned and insulted, and therefore she's not happy to recobble this as Kiddushei Kesef. Across the board, in the requirement of a Kiddushei Kesef, She'ein La Gnay, Kesef Shalana. So this idea is also reflected, or maybe even more reflected, in the Rambam. And then I'll take the questions. Give me 1 minute. The Rambam in Perek Hey Meyefasishus Halacha Chabdal. This is on page 4 at the bottom, line 36. Everybody with me? Okay. Or 37. Ha'omel Isharet Mekudeshes Li Bedinar Zeh. He gives her a dinar, in this case, and he says to her, you know, marry me. But one proviso, you have to return the dinar. Eina mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes. Bein ekzira, bein lo ekzira, whether he fulfilled the tanai or not. Shim lo ekzira, so l'niskayim tanai. If he doesn't give it back, then it never was his, because that was the tanai. Right? Bibixi Rasso, so that should be fine. Hare lo nenes floi gialiada klum. Where'd that come from? So, it's interesting. The Ran has a totally different read on the Rambam. The Ran reads the Rambam as if the Rambam here is speaking directly about Chalipin. We can understand that because the Gemara links the two together. But what's interesting to note is that in the whole of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam never, ever explicitly discusses Kiddushei Chalipin. He never says Kiddushei B'Chalipin doesn't good. I would have expected this halacha, the Gemara, be codified in the Rambam. But it is not. Why is that significant? Well, number one, how come he didn't feel he needed to? Number two, so you can no longer say, like the Ran, that Chalipin, right, is the basis in some sense for Matan Menas Lahachzir. So what I think is going on is that the Rambam omitted Kiddushei Chalipin, maybe because he holds against Rav Huna, right? The Mishnah says Gimel Drachim. The Gemara says Limbute Mai. The first answer of the Gemara was Limbute Chuppah. Then the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, Chuppah works. Limbute Mai. And the Gemara says Limbute Chalip. And let's say you hold like almost all the Rishonim, which is that you know, we don't say like Rav Huna, we do say like the Chachamim. Chuppah is not Kone. So then the whole Shakavataria about Chalipin, in theory, is superfluous. So since the Rambam clearly thinks that it's only Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka, Kesef Shtar Rabia, so maybe that's the reason that he omits any mention of Chalipin. Truth is, he omits any mention of Chuppah or Chalipin. But I think that there also may be another reason for this. That is the Rambam's general view about Chalipin, which makes Chalipin a very unlikely candidate for Kiddushe Isha anyway, as we'll discuss in just a minute. But either way, again, the point I'm trying to make is if you looked at the Ran on Vav Amud Beis, you'd get the impression that the Rambam himself wrote about the link between Matana Manas L'Hachzir and Chalipin. The fact is, and then the Ran goes on to discuss which one is the main one, which is the application one. Fine. The truth is that that's not what the Rambam wrote at all. The Ran says nothing about Chalipin. It could be he thought it was the same idea, but he didn't even bother to write it. Maybe it's just so off the charts. But what the Rambam does write is that the problem of Matana Manas L'Hachzir is a problem of Kesef, Shel, Hana. So it could be that Chalipin is also that problem. Raya is Snayu Apakas Mipruta. Maybe that's why I read the Gemara. Or maybe it's even more fundamental than that. Namely, that Chalipin is the kind of kinyan which could never work as a substitute for Kiddushei Kesef or Shtar. And I'll explain why in just a minute. There was a question you had before? Took care of it? Okay. What? Okay. Yeah. And what was changed?
The value exchange. Avram actually gave Arba Meos Shekel Kesef. So it was money. It wasn't symbolic money.
Right.
So just take that as a model. And you want to use the Lashon of the language of Hanah.
Are you trying to explain why we might need the additional dimension of Kesef Shalana? Because he gave more than Kicha Kicha Mstamper? Interesting.
We're learning Kiddushin as a technical Kenyan thing. Process, right?
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting is that from the actual Gezer Shabbat, we should go beyond that model and say we need to provide something.
Well, you're assuming that the kicha kicha, you know, kesef sort of kach mimeni and so on, refers also to the specifics of that case rather than the more generic or uniform. If you did that, that would be interesting. I'll tell you something else, which I think is very relevant also. That is that the Ravid asks, he says, I don't understand the whole thing. If, you know, if we really thought Chalipin was possibly a candidate to be a form of Kiddushin, why not just say it's a Xeris HaKasuv or something, that Lesson of Pruta is also going to be Mekadosh HaSadisha? Right, that's the question. What?
Where did you pick that
out? So he answers, what do you mean, where did he pick it out from?
I'm not trying to understand the question.
He's just saying, you know, the Gemara here is saying, Chalipin is Nayib HaPokz B'Shom Pruta, Isha Pokhav Shom Pruta Lamikni, or Lamikni Natsha, and therefore there is no Kiddushin with Chalipin at all. Why not say there is Kiddushin Aidei Chalipin, and not only that, but it's a Gzeres HaKasuv that, you know, in this circumstance, when you exchange in this way, that you don't even need a Shom Pruta. I mean, no, he's just basically saying, so where does it come from? He says, kicha, kicha, right? In Stanford it would work. A kli pachas mipruta works in Stanford. Yeah, why not? Chalipin, if they wanted to be kona kona. You could buy, some of the Mepharshim actually in Allah Torah really think that Stanford was acquired through Chalipin. What's that?
Matana Manas L'Hachzir is the only one that
wouldn't
work.
Maybe. And the question is that Drabanan or Daraisa or what? Right.
If a father was to marry off his daughter, he would be less than.
Say again?
If a father was to marry off his daughter, since he doesn't need the Kesef Hanah,
Or maybe it's still kiddushin, it's still kesef shalano, because so you want to show it's a dignified, invested in ishus. So even, number one, he may just be a bank account where the money ends up getting transferred, but really the kiddushin is to her. Number two, even if not, so the point is maybe still the transaction of kiddushin requires, you know, kesef shalano. By the way, this idea of kesef shalano. So the Ran, thinks the Rambam says this all explicitly, but he doesn't. But this idea of kesef shalana appears again in the Rambam a few times, specifically regarding, I don't think I put it here, or did I? Let me just check one second. No. So it appears again in the Rambam's explanation of Mekadish Bemilva in Abu Kudeshes. Rambam says the problem of being Mekadish Bemilva is that it's not called kesef shalana. Let's say bochel, okay, you owe me $100. It's not called kesef shalana, because it's money you don't have to give, not money that you received. Very interesting. Yeah.
When did that first appear?
What? Shalana. The phrase?
Yeah.
Well, kind of in the Rambam, I guess. I mean, what does the Rambam really say? Here, Parakei. I mean, he doesn't call it kesef shalana. Hare lo nanis v'lo yigili. What do you mean nanis? It's kesef. Why do you need hana? And for example, another translation, in mecher, matana manas achzir, b'toras kesef, works. You let it work here too. So that's what he's answering. That there's this distinction. There are other ways to say it. Yeah.
So why is Khalifin not a kesef shalana?
So I think the Rabban thinks it's not, because typically, or maybe halachically, it needs to be returned.
Okay, because of the return.
So then it's matana manasah. But if you ask me, I would say it a little bit differently. So we're going to get to Tosis or not today in a few minutes, but Tosis is of the opinion that Khalifin is a form of kesef. This could still be true, or it could be rejected. But let's consider two other ways to look at Khalipin. Right. There are more even. One is that Khalipin is barter, B-A-R-T-E-R, or exchange. Right, literally the word Khalipin. And if you look at the description of the Gemara Mabitziah and Azav, and then later on in Machlith Parah B'Chamar, the end of the Masechta and Mabitziah, right, some of the famous discussions there, but what's with Harel of Araya and Barakama and so on. Anyways, if you look at all of that, so the way, or it's really the Mishnah later on here in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Kas, I call it Nisham Dam and Bacher, but what we always say is, Kivin Shemashach Zeh, once one person does the Kinyan, the other person automatically is a recipient of the other object. It's a fascinating thing. It's almost like you can see the invisible leaks, you know. You make a mashiach on this one, and the other one, you know, pulls into the other person's field. But is that really what's happening? Meaning there are two kinyanim happening here simultaneously. The chalos is happening that way. But what's really happening? So one way of looking at it is, let's say three ways. What is a kind of kesef? They're a little bit out of whack in terms of the actual value. Okay. So that's either the chiddush of chalipin as kesef, or kesef can have that under certain conditions. Fine. The second possibility is that we don't care so much about the equal value, and we have this image of kivin shemashach zeh, the other one becomes automatically his, because it's barter. And barter, again, barter as a kind of subcategory of mamon, or something totally separate, I'm not sure. I think those are two possibilities too. But the idea of barter is exchange of a be'ed, kind of ignoring the value. Right? That's what we say, things like, because it has to be a certain, to be barterable, or subject to barter, right, it has to be a certain kind of an object, a certain durability, a certain intrinsic status, as opposed to a food which decays, right, and so on, or which is of value only insofar as it gives you, you know, hanah shel kilui, right, hana, which is going to use it up. Here we're talking about something which is a more durable Madbeya also. Madbeya is not an object. Madbeya is an accepted, you know, symbolic, efficient mechanism, you know, of exchanging money or value. But you can't make a chalipin on Madbeya because it isn't a chafsa, really. Right? So the point is that's the idea of barter. So what we might be saying is that barter, by definition, remember you said before? That maybe chalipin is more, and I was reformulating it, more elemental than other things. So that's what I mean by it. Meaning, kesef is, or not all kesef, kiddusha kesef at least requires kesef shalana. But chalipin, the very fact that it's isnayu b'pachas misham pruta, and the very fact that this thing goes, this chalipin thing, and that it's barter, and that it's not shaveh, all of that indicates that it's a very efficient kinyan. It'll work in karka, it'll work in metalkal, and so on. It's tam kinyan, the word kinyan. It's a very efficient kinyan, an elemental kinyan, but it isn't a kinyan, right, which conveys, you know, dignity and an extra kavod, or extra dignity and extra kavod. Or Ershalana. Same idea. Oh. So that is another, I think that's the Ramban's interpretation, basically, of Rashi. He's saying, the Gnai Hula, the reason that Kalipin is off limits for Kiddushin, is because it's not a confidence building, right, investment, you know, kind of a kesef. It's a barter. It's an exchange. It's a ben for ben. And as such, it doesn't accomplish what we need kiddushe kesef, at least, to accomplish. Remember, again, the Rambam's first words, you know, the Mishnah's first words, Aisha Niknes, the Rambam's practically first words, Misha Nitna Torah, right, you need a kinyan, bifneidim. But that kinyan should still be something, and the reason that you need the kinyan is to express that element of kavod and haratza and confidence, investment. So when you have it, you have it. When you don't, you know, you don't. But I think that there's another element too. In addition to chalipin being perceived as a kind of payment, kesef, and we'll discuss that a little more in a few minutes, or as a barter exchange, and that too, you know, either as a kind of value or separate from value. There's a third perspective on chalipin, and I believe it is the Rambam's perspective, or Chaim certainly thought it was. And in light of that, I think, I don't know if other people make the horror or not, that it's fascinating that the Rambam doesn't even bother, as I said before, to mention or to exclude chalipin in Kiddushin. That he doesn't mention chuppah's exclusion, it doesn't bother me as much. It's b'chal masayim, you know, mana, meaning that he spent so much time explaining in the Perek Yud, Chasishus, Halacha, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, right, the mechanisms of Nisuin, and how Nisuin is Neirusin, and how chuppah is different than the other three, that it would be shocking for the Rambam to turn around and tell you that you can switch the order anytime you want, or, you know, that one is not incumbent upon the other. But what I'm saying is, if the Rambam really holds that chalipin is a kinyan das, not really a maisa kinyan, so then the omission of this din, chup aside, one way or another, right, is very logical. Because it's like, it's lo baba cheshbon, it's just not, you know, it doesn't make any... Given what we think Kiddushin is, right, the Kinyan, the Maisa Kiddushin is defined by Maisa Kinyan, it's not going to work in Chalipin. What do I mean? We have to stop here. The Rambam of all Rishonim seems to take the view, this is Reb Chaim's reading, that Kinyan Chalipin isn't just not, it's not just that it's, you know, out of whack in the value, and therefore it's a barter and exchange. It's really a Kinyan based on commitment. A kinyan based on his chayvus to go ahead with the agreement reached between these two parties. By the way, in the in not in last week's parsha, but in the one before, right, talk about the Bechiras HaBechorah. So again, the Sfardo is of the opinion, Sfardo thinks that there are a lot of Kenyan suitors in the Torah, even though the real parsha is in Rus, that spells it out. But implicitly, it happens a few times in the Torah. So one of the things that the acquisition of the Maharsa Machpelah, according to him, was on day Chalipin. Yeah. The acquisition of the Bechorah was on day Chalipin. So, yeah. The problem is, how do you sell a Bechorah? Right, it's a Davar Shalom Baliola.
What?
How do you sell a Bechorah? It's a Davar Shalom Baliola. Person that just didn't die, there's no inheritance to sell. Right? So, this is a big question, of course. But it should be known that the Machane Ephraim has a view that even though we're in a Machane Davar Shalom Baliolam, maybe you could do it Al-Yidei Kinyan Sudar. They certainly, there's a debate among the Rishonim already about Situmta. What is Situmta? Situmta is Derech HaMocher. Right, if you go to 47th Street in Manhattan, and you say, what is it, Mazel and Bracha or something, you can't go back on the deal. Right? That's Situmta. So let's say you were to be Machane Davar Shalom Baliolam Al-Yidei Situmta. So there's a debate between the Rebbe Korvil and the Rebbe Peretz, quoted in the Smach, whether or not, even though Einanam Machane Davar Shalom Baliolam, maybe yes in Situmta. Similarly, the Machane Ephraim says the same idea by Kenyan Suda. Why? There's a discussion also in the postgame, and then the Chaim also, in Hilchos Erchen, I believe, whether Abi Rosso le Gaboa can be si Rosso le Hedjot, if you want to be Makdish something to Hekdesh, right, Ayidei Dibor, which you certainly could do, whether or not that is going to work in Davar Shalom Baliola. What's a common denominator between Situmta, Abi Rosso le Gaboa can be si Rosso le Hedjot, and Chalipin? In all cases, the focus is not on the Maisa Kenyan, it's on the Das of the Schayiv. It's on the result of the Kenyan and the commitment to the Kenyan. Why do I say that in Chalipin? Number one, because of the values being out of whack. Number two, the likelihood that it isn't going to really be an exchange, because typically, and according to some Rishonim, halachically, it needs to be this way, others disagree. Right, it's a kind of matano menas lahachzir, or maybe better, the language of the Gemara Nedarim, kni al menas lahaknos. So is it? Like you say, okay, it's a temporary maisa kinyan, but even that is dubious, especially if you hold like Levi. Right, there's a debate between yeah, exactly. There's a debate between Rav and Levi, as was alluded to in Bamitzia Daf Mem Zayin. Whether or not, when the Pasuk in Rus says, Sholaf Ish Nal of Nas on the Re'eyu, whose Nal was it? The Nal of the Makne or the Nal of the Kone? So we pass it like Rav, who says that it's the Kalev Shel Kone, and therefore, at least structurally, well, it's a good language next time, it's fine, because at least structurally, it's a quid pro quo, it's an exchange. My para for your chamar. But if you take the view of Levi, Levi says that Sholaf Ishnalo means Kel Shal Makne. So basically what you have is the Makne being Makne Achefetz, so that the Makne can then be Makne something else. What is that? So the Gemara Bamitzia says, what is this, a reverse Agav? Kenyan Agav is you buy a piece of karka. And with the karka, you could also attach to it a kinyan abatalta. So the Gemara says, what? Is that what chalipin is? You do a kinyan abatalta in and you get the karka with it? That's like a reverse. Like, what is this? If it's kelev shel makne. You're being makne something?
Symbolic.
What's that?
It's a symbolic transfer.
Oh. So it seems that if you look at the language of the Gemara, it would work out well as well. that the idea of Kel Shamakna is that there's no exchange and there's no barter. It's a way of concretizing the commitment, right, to a monetary relationship. Now, the Rambam seems to hold this way as well. We'll demonstrate this next time. Rambam says that Chalipa doesn't apply to a Ketana, doesn't apply to a non-Jew, or certain non-Jews anyway. The Rambam has a view, or quotes a view, that you need a Kiyum. If we really hold, we'll discuss it next time, that Kinyan Chalipin is not a real Kinyan on the Maisa. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's just a Kinyan of Skyvus Vidas. The idea that that will not at all work in Kiddushin is very sensible. Maybe that's why the Rambam omitted this halacha. Okay? So let's finish up with these views next time, and then also go on to Tosis's view that it's a form of Kinyan Kesa.